USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump threatened to withdraw a coronavirus vaccine from New York State on Friday and escalated his feud with Governor Andrew Cuomo during his first public comments since a week ago. Trump, snapping the longest stretch of silence in his presidency, began his remarks in the White House Rose Garden by touting the effectiveness of Operation Warp Speed. As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where, for political reasons, the governor decided to say that he wanted to take his time on the vaccine. Meantime, Democrats failed to fulfill one of the biggest hopes of this election cycle. Taking control of state legislatures, they will be forced to bank on litigation-friendly state courts' Democratic governors to hold the line against their fears of Republican gerrymandering. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The beaten down shares of movie theater companies, cruise operators, and airlines got a boost late Friday after President Donald Trump and coronavirus experts expressed optimism that vaccines would soon be granted emergency use authorizations. AMC Entertainment Holdings, Inc. gained as much as 13% in post-market trading. Delta Airlines, Inc., American Airlines, and United Airlines all added at least 2%, while Carnival Corporation, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings increased more than 1%. And dozens of Secret Service uniform division officers are in isolation or quarantine due to testing positive for COVID-19 or having close contact with someone who is. The majority of the officers sidelined are under quarantine as a precaution and have not tested positive for the virus. 130 Secret Service officers are out of commission for the time being. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, along with the governors of Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Connecticut, plan to meet over the weekend to discuss potential policy coordination to address surging cases of COVID-19. Cuomo announced the planned meeting as rules to close bars, gyms, and restaurants at 10 p.m. go into effect in New York. Attorneys from the Trump campaign agreed to drop a lawsuit against an NBC affiliate TV station in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, after it sued the station for defamation in April, according to court documents. The subject of the litigation revolved around a commercial the station aired that was paid for by the Democratic Super Political Action Committee that put together unrelated audio clips to make it appear that Trump was calling the coronavirus the Democrats' new hoax. And the tradition of marriage is not doing so well in our country. Tim Berg takes a closer look.
According to new census data, the marriage rate in the United States plunged to an all-time low in 2019. For every 1,000 unmarried adults in 2019, this number was 35 a decade ago in 2010 and 86 in 1970. Statistician Sally Curtin is the lead author of the report. She says millennials are in peak marriage years in their 20s and 30s, and that number is still dropping. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.